And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 17th of November, 2009. It's the birthday of Lorne Michaels, the man who created Saturday Night Live, born in Toronto, 1944, majored in English at the University of Toronto, moved to Britain. He started selling cars, but his friends thought he was too funny, too talented to do that for long, so he moved back to Canada, formed a comedy duo with a man named Hart Pomeranz, and they wrote comedy for Lily Tomlin and Joan Rivers, Woody Allen. They wrote for the Rowan and Martin Laffian show on NBC. And then NBC asked Michaels to come up with a comedy show to replace the Johnny Carson reruns they were showing Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. And he brought together the first cast of Saturday Night Live, Chevy Chase, John Belushi, Gilda Radner, who'd all worked on the National Lampoon show, and a fellow Canadian, Dan Aykroyd. Al Franken was signed on as a writer in the first season in 1975. It's the birthday of a man who became a best-selling author as a teenager, Christopher Paolini, born in Southern California, 1983, raised in Montana, homeschooled, finished high school at the age of 15, had time on his hands, so he set out to write a fantasy novel called Aragon. And in 2003, when it was published by Random House, the book went straight to number 3 on the New York Times bestseller list. And it was on this day in 1936, Maxwell Perkins, the editor at Scribner's, wrote a letter to the novelist Thomas Wolfe, expressing his loyalty to Wolfe as a writer. Thomas Wolfe had turned in enormous manuscripts, and Maxwell Perkins had helped him cut them back. The trouble came with his second novel of Time and the River. Wolfe submitted a manuscript that was multiple volumes long as Proust's In Remembrance of Things Past, and Perkins edited it down to one volume. Wolfe resented that, and Perkins wrote to him on this day, "I never knew a soul with whom I felt I was in such fundamentally complete agreement as you. Your work has been the foremost interest in my life, and I have never doubted for your future." But Thomas Wolfe broke his ties with Scribner's. He and Perkins became estranged. Wolfe died at the age of 37 from tuberculosis, and on his deathbed, he wrote a conciliatory letter to Maxwell Perkins. Here's a poem for today by Gregory Janikian, entitled Alexandria, 1953. You could think of sunlight glancing off the minarets. You could think of guavas and figs, and the whole marketplace filled with a sumptuous din of haggling. But you could not think of Alexandria without the sea, or the sea turquoise and shimmering, without the white city rising before. Even on the back streets, you could feel it on your skin. You could smell it in the aroma of dark coffee, spiced meat. You looked at the sea, and you heard the wail of an Arab woman singing or praying. If, as I can now, you could point to the North Atlantic, swollen and dark as it often is, you might say, "Here lies wrath," or "Truly God is great." You could season a Puritan soul by it, but you could fall into the Mediterranean as though you were falling into a blue dream, gauzy, half unreal for its loveliness. It was deceptively calm and luxurious. At Stanley Bay, you could float on your back and watch the evening sun color the city of faint rose. You could drown, it was said, almost without knowing it. Alexandria, 1953, a poem by Gregory Janikian from Falling Deeply into America, published by Carnegie Mellon University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.